Hello and welcome to this episode of the Lehigh Valley with Love podcast. I'm your host, George Wacker, and today we are talking to Mark Wilson, the executive director of Zollner Art Center at Lehigh University. We're going to talk about some upcoming performances, one on Friday night, and then some going throughout the season. Big thank you to our sponsors, Lehigh Valley Health Network, Michael Bertadin with RE/MAX Real Estate, Molly's Irish Grill and Sports Pub, Banco Beverage Company, Wind Creek Event Center, and WDIY 88.1 FM. Thank you so much for joining us, and let's get to it. Mark Wilson, Executive Director at Zollner Art Center at Lehigh University. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Excited to talk about a lot of the events that are going on at Zollner. We're going to start out with what's going on Friday, February 7th at 7:30 p.m. It's King's Return, and it kicks off the celebration of Black History Month.
Yeah, I'm so excited to have King's Return coming here. This is a wonderful a cappella group. And I remember hearing them for the first time during the pandemic. They were singing in the stairwells together. You remind me of a girl that I once knew. And I was like going, oh my goodness, this is like some tight harmonies. And you know when folks were like bored and trying to figure out what to do during the pandemic, like looking at YouTube videos and looking at other things on social media, people are trying to get people to be entertained. And I saw this group and I was like, these guys are just cool. And I always wanted to bring them here. My colleagues at Penn State University had them and they said, you're going to love these guys. Our students love them. The community loved them. And so I wanted to have them come here and bring some of their tight harmonies to the Lehigh Valley.
But it's important to note that you're part of Lehigh University. And how does that kind of shape some of the stuff that you bring in or shape the entertainment that you put out?
Yeah, we are what I would tell folks, we are a university presenter. And what does that mean for us compared to a nonprofit arts organization? We are connected to the mission and the strategy and the life of Lehigh University campus. We're also the gateway to connect our campus to the rest of the greater Lehigh Valley community. And so with that, there comes that responsibility to not just find things that entertain folks, but we're also here for people to see new things, to discover something, to question things. We think about the research that our faculty are doing, how can we connect that to what we're doing artistically? And so it's going to be different than kind of entertainment you might see at another arts organization that's a nonprofit, because we're going to bring things that are going to be kind of new discoveries, bringing in like arts and technology, things you might not have seen before, things that are up and coming discoveries for folks when it comes to their artistic tastes. We're so excited that Pastor Phil from Greater Shiloh Church will be doing a pre-show chat before King's Return. And, you know, one of the things that with this conversation is for people to hear from Pastor Phil and on his book that he has about why Black men don't speak. And so for folks who are interested in digging into that topic, connecting with this artistic expression, we'd love to find ways to bring leaders in the community to connect with what we do artistically on our stages here at Zollner Art Center.
And just to reiterate, that is prior to the show at 6:30 p.m. And it is a mental health discussion led by Dr. Philip Davis, who is a leader at Greater Shiloh Church.
That is correct.
You mentioned. And I think that's part of this whole, and you can speak more about this, but providing programs like that in addition to the performance. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, combining those elements?
Yeah, one of the things that our team here at Zollner started to talk about was, imagine art centers being healthcare centers of how we can provide that respite and also help folks who are struggling mentally. And the arts can be that recipe. And we know that from students who go to schools, who have arts in their daily lives, they have ways to escape and to discover themselves through these artistic expressions. Schools that have arts programs in them, those students do better mentally also. And so connecting Dr. Davis's conversation on mental health for Black men and also what we're doing artistically is one of the things that we're going to be doing more of. Having these conversations and connecting the health of our community through the arts is something that we're going to be doing more throughout the upcoming years.
And what would you say to somebody who maybe hasn't, you know, maybe they live in South Bethlehem, maybe they live nearby and they haven't been to a Zollner performance and they're thinking about it. This might be the one to start. How would you encourage them to say, hey, this is maybe a little bit different than what you're used to?
Yeah. One of the things we want people to understand is that our doors are open to everyone. And so if you're saying to yourselves, you know what, I have nothing to do, or I say people, get off your screens, get into something that's live, connect with people. Sure. And that's something that we need to do, you know, because when we were in that pandemic, a lot of us were on our screens and we lost that connectivity to people. So live performing arts is a great way to reconnect with something that is tangible in our lives.
So if you're unable to go to this Friday's performance of King's Return, there are a lot of other opportunities. Do you want to talk about some of these upcoming shows and kind of give people an idea of what they can expect?
Yeah, one thing I just wanted to throw out there for folks is we love bringing in young people to the center. And so on February 22nd, we have our aluminum show. And so if you are young at heart, if you have young kids, come to that show, our family show, which is our partnership with the Lehigh Valley Raleigh Children's Hospital. So that show is at 4 p.m. on February 22nd. I would love people to come to that one. And then a couple of shows that, as we continue that cultural exploration, we do have Pascuala, his wonderful Chilean performer, singer. He's going to be here on Friday, March 28th. And so for those folks who want to get up and dance, we actually create this dance floor at the front of the stage. For folks who came to see some of our shows before, where we bring in a lot of our Hispanic performers, they will know about getting their dancing shoes ready to go.
We have additional shows to talk about as well, including The Sound of Black Music on March 29th. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so for folks who know the beautiful musical Sound of Music, and I think a lot of people are like me, I grew up loving musicals, and The Sound of Music is like one of my favorite ones. And I know like the songs, like when you think about Raindrops on Roses or Edelweiss, those are things that just resonate and it makes me think of like Christmas and it gets me in a good mood. Sure. The Sound of Black Music is that joyful expression that you feel, but it's told through the lens of Black music. They take those same lyrics, the same music that you know, but they just rearrange them in the expression of the Black culture. So you might hear a jazz arrangement of one of the tunes. You might hear a gospel arrangement of one of those tunes. Mm-hmm. And so if you just love that music, come hear it in a joyful expression told through the lens of Black music.
And I wanted to make sure that we talked about RESPECT, the celebration of music of Aretha Franklin, of course, on April 6th.
Yeah, I know the folks who are my age and maybe older, they know Aretha.
Sure, I do. I mean, I'm up there,
Yeah. And so this is that musical expression, that love of her life. And so for us to bring this here, it is Broadway adjacent, where it's actually a concert version told through three different singers sharing the love and life story of Aretha through music. And so for those folks who want to hear more of that music that they heard as a child, they need to come to this one on Sunday, April 6th to hear RESPECT. Give me some respect and come to my show. Yes,
Story of Cinco de Mayo. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, Capulli Mexican Dance Company. This is a group from New York City, and I've always, you know, wanted to understand the story of Cinco de Mayo. And I think as we think about it, we've all grew up hearing about Cinco de Mayo. And what I love is that this company took that the history of it and is telling it through live dance and also live music together. And so they're going to be here for 3 days connecting with folks in our community and also then doing their performance. While they're here for their performance, earlier in that day, they're going to do a school time performance for students to come to. They're also doing outreach activities at the Hispanic Center. They're also going to be doing some outreach activities at Donegan Elementary School. So we're so excited for them to share with folks their love of dance and also the love of live music together through the story of Cinco de Mayo, Calpulli Mexican Dance Company.
And these are only, this is a sampling. You've got to go to the website to see, you know, go visit through the events and see all the different types of events that are coming up. It's funny, I didn't even think about this, but as you're talking about some of the dance companies, I remembered last year I went to Lehigh's campus when they had the dancers that went over the roof and yes. down on the rope. And that was a Zollner, because you spoke at that, I believe.
Yes.
I think so. And that was one of the coolest things. And just be honest, setting the scene. You know, I live in Bethlehem. So it was like on a lunch hour, came down, there's all those people. And just to watch that, you know, happen in my city on a lunch hour, getting education, the students are out there. It was such a neat experience that went beyond just the art. That was really cool.
Yeah. And that's what I'm talking about. As I say, yeah. we are a university presenter. Mm-hmm. We bring folks together. And what was exciting is that project, which was in a group called Bandaloop, they are vertical dancers. And so they dance on the sides of buildings. And we worked with the National Museum of Industrial History on that project and also mm-hmm. the Lehigh University Libraries. And when we brought these students in, they were able to hear about the history of silk making from the Lehigh Valley through the mm-hmm. National Museum of Industrial History when they brought this portable loom. They're able to understand about clothes and about the history of clothes and textiles from our library staff. And then all that was told through this dance, Loom, by Bandaloop. They were able to see the artistic expression of actually textiles. And so those are the kind of things that we do, discover something new and also learn and be engaged at the same time. For folks who do have kids, we do have a very robust family series. And I would say go back to our website at zollnerartcenter.org to learn more about what things that we do with our family series. And so that's where they can learn more there. And also we have our preview party that will be happening later on in the year where we're going to preview our shows for the following season. So they can then go on our website probably towards the end of May, beginning of June to learn more about next season because we're so excited to let people know what we're going to be doing there. Just to have people understand is that we bring in this like a variety of art forms. So sure. if you love dance, we bring in also cirque, a contemporary circus for folks. We bring in commercial music where folks have seen before, like postmodern jukebox. Those are the kind of artists that we bring in.
You're the Bacon Brothers.
Yeah, we had the Bacon Brothers a couple of years ago. People love that. Yeah. I mean, people are probably so shocked to say like, oh my goodness, Kevin Bacon is like here in Lehigh Valley performing.
Like he stayed at the Sayer Mansion, right? And they put out photos with Kevin. It's just so neat that it all kind of comes together like that.
Yeah, isn't it great when you actually have artists who are really able to connect with our community and also stay in our place too? And so these are things that we get excited about is like having artists who are able to really make a difference and connect with our community.
Well, Mark, I told you I'd keep you for 10 minutes. I kept you for almost 17. So I appreciate it. I want to make sure that people check out King's Return on Friday, February 7th. The mental health discussion starts at 6:30. You can get your tickets at zollnerartscenter.org. And you go there for everything else that we talked about. Really, we're just trying to get you to go to the website and check out some of the programs and events coming up. And Mark, thank you so much for joining me today.
Hey, thank you so much. It was my pleasure.
All right. Talk soon.
All right.
Lehigh Valley Health Network is now proudly part of Jefferson Health, and together we're bringing you more hospitals and outpatient locations for added convenience, more nationally ranked specialists for expert care, more clinical trials, and more innovation to improve outcomes. We're investing in your well-being and building healthier communities because more expertise and convenient care means better outcomes and a healthier you. Jefferson Health and Lehigh Valley Health Network, together for the future of care.
A big thank you to our sponsors, Michael Bernadin with Remax Real Estate, Molly's Irish Grill and Sports Pub, Benko Beverage Company, Wind Creek Event Center, WDIY 88.1 FM, and of course our friends at Lehigh Valley Health Network. Thank you for allowing us to continue to bring these episodes to you.